Pakistan's new coalition government began talks last month with militants led by Batullah Masood. The militants declared a ceasefire during the talks, but Masood has since said no peace deal is possible until Pakistani troops withdraw from the tribal areas near the Afghan border. Lahore-based Pakistani journalist Ahmed Rashid says Pakistan needs a comprehensive peace plan for the tribal areas that combines force, persuasion, and economic development. He notes that both the newly elected governments in Islamabad and the Northwest Frontier Province are secular and anti-fundamentalist.
You have a secular Pashtun party now ruling in the Northwest Frontier, and of course the Pakistani Taliban are also Pashtun. The question is, how do you get the militants to not only not attack the Pakistan army, but also to refrain from doing so in Afghanistan? There has to be a visionary strategic policy which will bring FATA, the federal administered tribal areas, into the mainstream. In the short term, you can talk to the militants, you can do aid and development, but at the same time, you have to protect and sustain Pashtun civil society, which has been utterly destroyed by the Pakistani Taliban over the last 5 or 6 years, since 9/11.
Ahmed Rashid's latest book, Descent into Chaos, U.S. Policy and the Failure of Nation Building in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Central Asia, will be published next month. He argues that the Pakistani government needs the support and patience of the Bush administration rather than what he calls a single-minded desire for military solutions.
Washington has agreed that for the moment it will not launch any missile strikes against militant targets in the tribal areas. That does give everyone a breathing space. And I think what the U.S. military can do is to persuade the Pakistan military, basically, to look at more long-term plans. The Pakistan military should stop affording sanctuary to the Afghan Taliban in Pakistan. I think the leadership of the Afghan and Pakistani Taliban should be arrested if they continue militancy.
Afghan journalist Nabi Misduck, a former BBC broadcaster and author of Afghanistan, Political Frailty and Foreign Interference, says he thinks the new Pakistani government has a real opportunity to improve the situation in the tribal areas. Mr. Misduck agrees with Ahmed Rashid that Washington should avoid championing the mainly military policy espoused by Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf.
The reason why Mr. Musharraf's dealing with this area did not come to much fruition was because there was absolutely no investment, no help from the government. If Washington can put this plan of investment in this area, building schools, roads, clinics, so that the people themselves can actually see something concrete, then I'm sure these negotiations by the new Pakistani government will be much more lasting.
But Ahmed Rashid acknowledges Washington's deep concern that the porous border in the tribal areas between Pakistan and Afghanistan means men and equipment can go back and forth, thus serving as a conduit for terrorism.
But you can only stop that if there's real cooperation between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Musharraf had a very poor relationship with President Hamid Karzai. Now there's a chance of much improvement. What is happening at the moment is that you've got America, NATO, Afghan forces on the Afghan side trying to do one job, and the Pakistanis are trying to do another job, trying to stop the militants.
Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Roy Gutman, and author of the recently released book, How We Missed the Story, Osama bin Laden, the Taliban, and the Hijacking of Afghanistan, is currently editor of McClatchy Newspapers. He says the new Pakistani government is committed to trying to find a political solution instead of a military one.
I think they have every reason to be taken seriously. The last thing is for them to be getting lectured on what they should and should not be doing by the United States, which itself has carried out a mostly military approach that has been highly unsuccessful.
Pakistani Army spokesman General Attar Abbas told VOA earlier this week that the government will continue to pursue talks with pro-Taliban militant groups. Even though they seem to have broken down for a time, he suggests that it's too soon to declare that the ceasefire is over. However, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte says that Washington will not be satisfied until the militants can no longer use the tribal regions to plan, train, or execute attacks. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.